kind of feel like the man in the Wizard of Oz back behind the curtain. I hope, though, that you pay attention this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in God's house this morning. You know, there's some lyrics in the song, I've got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. So we got a lot of scripture this morning. So I want you to bear with me. So we're going to go over some stuff. Anyway, I'm going to be over in the book of John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st and the 32nd verse. And then I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. So I'll just let you go ahead and mark those. We're going to start off in John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen? Right there, hey, right there is a sermon right there in itself. Is that right? All right, and in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, I'm going to read the first 19 verses. So just bear with me on this. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. I have delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto the present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which has bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preached, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. And if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this morning, there is the gospel in a nutshell. There is the truth. Amen? Title of my sermon this morning is, This is Not Fake News. And if you would with me, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, we come thanking you this morning, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy that you bestowed upon each and every one of us. Lord, I praise you this morning. We love you this morning, Lord. You know, I ask you, Father, to be with every heart in here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would open up their hearts, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you know as the message goes out that it would reach into the souls, Lord, reach into the hearts, Lord, and, Father, do what it is intended to do. I pray again, Lord, as I always do, get me out of the way this morning, Lord, and let the word go. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the anointing upon us. And amen. And amen. You know, the world is suffering, and I'll say this, the world's suffering from an epidemic of fake news. And that may be an understatement if I say that this morning. That may be very well. I'm not making that statement because of what our president said, by the way. That has nothing to do with it. Or what some political pundit might be saying on the news out there. You know what? When the Lord saved me, and I've said this here before, he didn't tell me to leave my brain at the door. Amen? And I'm going to tell you this morning, he didn't tell you to leave your brain at the door as well. You know what? He expects us to pray and to believe and to get into his word and to believe what he has for us out there. Serious and thoughtful journalism, I'm going to tell you this morning, have been replaced by propaganda, and that's just my opinion. But you know what? I think it can be very well spotted out as that. Today's journalism is no more than a National Enquirer on steroids, if I might say it. As a matter of fact, I would rather read the National Enquirer sometimes than some of the stuff that I read out there, because there's some semblance of truth in it. And you may be looking at me and say, what are you talking about, preacher? How many of you have ever had teenagers? Huh? Oh, yeah. I know most of you have dealt with teenagers in your life, right? Well, here's a story like this that comes out in the National Enquirer. 57-year-old mother gives birth to space aliens. I know where they're coming from. I know exactly where they're coming from. You know what? You know, if you've ever dealt with teenagers, you know what? They'll say and do something, and your spouse will look at you and say, well, that didn't come from me, my side of the family. And I'll look back and I'll say, oh, you know what? It didn't come from my gene pool either. And then all at once we just realized it had to come from aliens. Am I right? You know, but listen to me. I'm just telling you this morning, you know what? So then, you know what you think about that story in the National Enquirer? It may not be that far off if any of you have ever dealt with teenagers in that way. It may not be that far off. Listen, unfortunately, the Walter Cronkites and the David Brinkleys of the world are long past. They're long gone. But you know what? And fake news is not unique as of us and what we're facing today. More wide scale is because it's wide scale because of social media. But you know what? The thing, and remember this statement. I want you to remember this as I get into the meat of my sermon this morning. The purpose of fake news is to deceive and poison the mind of the hearers. That's what fake news is intended to do. That's why it's out there. It's meant to do that. Fake news leads to division. It leads to disunity. It also leads to, it breaks down the trust that we have amongst one another. This morning's text, when you see when Jesus said this, whenever he said this, the truth shall make you free, he knew that the world would be full of fake news. He knew that it would be, especially in our day and age in which we live in. He knew that, not just in the political realm, but this is where I want to get to this morning. But in the church realm and in the spiritual realm, there's a lot of fake news that goes around out there. And brothers, I believe that we need to understand what is fake news and what is not as we go down through it. What I say to you today, the truth is important. Will you agree with me with that this morning? I believe truth is important. What you believe to be true is important. What you believe to be true, because it will determine how you see life and how you live your life. Amen? It will determine that. If it will determine your ability to understand, it will determine your ability to understand and obey what God has laid out there for us to obey and to understand this morning. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now they didn't have Bibles back then. They didn't have Bibles back then. So how would they have known the truth like we have Bibles today? How would they have known? The same way that we should know it today. Amen? Whenever we hear the Word of God and someone preaches a message where it tells you that Jesus Christ is the only way to have any hope of salvation, whenever you hear that, you know what? I can stand up here and preach it to you, but unless the Holy Spirit is dealing with you and convicts you to believe that as nothing but truth, nothing but fact, you'll just consider it nothing more than fake news. I'm here this morning to tell you that the truth will make you free this morning. Praise God. I'm telling you, whenever I got saved, I became free. When the Lord came into my heart, the Holy Spirit came into my life, and praise God, He absolutely, positively set this boy free. That very night, I didn't have to wait around for it, Greg. He set me free that night. I was set free because you know what? I realized that there was truth in what God was been trying to get through to me. There was truth. The Holy Spirit will begin dealing with that individual. They will either reject it or they will accept it as faith. I'm here this morning to tell you, though, what? And Jesus said, the truth will make you free. If you're here this morning and thinking, I've been hearing this for years, listen to me. There are people that may be sitting here. I don't know everybody's heart here this morning, but you may be here sitting here this morning thinking, you know what? I've heard preacher after preacher. I have heard teacher after teacher say the same thing, that Jesus is the only way to God, that he can change your life, that he's coming back to get his church one day. I've heard it for years, and you may be sitting here saying, well, nothing's happened yet, preacher. Nothing's happened yet. Listen to the real news from God's word whenever he tells us in 2 Peter 3:4, whenever he says this, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue that they were from the beginning of creation. You know what? You think people today are thinking, are not thinking the same thoughts that people have thought all along? And God has dealt with it. He goes on to say, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that is then was being overflowed with water and perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. Listen, they're reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And get this, and this is where I'm going to leave you with, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. I'm here to tell you this morning, he said he's coming back, he's coming back. He said that he's coming back for his church. He's coming back for his church. Praise God. He said that he loved you, that his son came and died upon the cross for you. He's the only way to heaven. It is the only way to heaven. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And he was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in that which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and in godliness? I'm here this morning. If you're sitting back here and you're thinking, well, yeah, things have remained the same. Things are all like it. Satan would love nothing more. Nothing more than for you to believe that until he takes you out of this world. He would love nothing more than for you to believe that until it comes your time to die and to go face judgment. He would love nothing more than that. The original perpetrator of false news, the original one, has got a hold of your mind. If you think that this morning, remember what I said. The purpose of fake news is to deceive and poison the minds of the hearers. I don't know, again, I don't know people's hearts here today, but I'm here to tell you, if you're sitting back here and you have doubt in your mind, if God is real, if you have doubt in your mind that he can change your life, if you have doubt in your mind here this morning that this Bible is the true word of God, I'm here to tell you, you need to get the fake news out of your life and you need to have God come into your life and restore that. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if the gospel be hid, it is to hid to them that are what? That are lost. Amen? In whom the God of this world is talking about Satan, the little god, the little g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. If you're sitting there today, again, I'm telling you, and you do not believe the belief that God is what he said he is and that the word of God is true, the God of this world has you blinded, is what's going on. So many today are like the story about a young couple that I read about here a while back. They'd just been married, and they'd been married for a few years, and they had a two-year-old daughter, and she was in the house, and she was busy. And she wanted her husband, which was doing something in the other part of the house, to take their little daughter and just take her for a ride in their baby buggy. Just take her out, take her for a ride. Just go out, take them outside a little bit. Well, he got frustrated. So he goes and he grabs the buggy and he goes outside and he starts walking around the block. So an hour goes by, and she's standing up in the, she stands up in the window of their two-story house. She looks out. She yells at him. She just says, "Hey," and she got a big smile. "Is everything okay?" And he said, "Yes, everything's okay. Just leave us alone." They keep on walking around the block and keep going. About an hour goes by, and she's up in the window again. She says, "Is everything okay?" She says, "Is everything okay with you?" And he said, "Yes. What is going on? Do you want me to come up there? Is there something going on in the house?" He said, and she looked at him, and she just smiled, and she said, "Honey," he said, "you have been pushing around the baby dolls for the baby doll for an hour. Isn't it time that you take the baby for a ride now?" He was too bullheaded. He was too bullheaded to look and see that he wasn't taking the baby. He was taking the baby's doll. And you know what? We are like that in this world sometimes. God is trying to get the truth through to us. He's trying to preach to us. He's trying to let us know what the truth is. But we are so bullheaded, and we want our own thoughts, and we just keep on pushing, and we don't want disturbed. We don't want bothered by people who want to try to tell us the truth. He didn't want to do that. And you know what? We are just like that. And when I read that story, I said, man, alive. You know what? Yeah, I was like that one time in my life. I didn't care. I was too bullheaded to really dig in and to find the truth. We come so bullheaded with what this world has to offer. I'm here this morning to tell you, brothers and sisters, listen to me. We need to listen until it's too late. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." If you're sitting here this morning tired of hearing about fake news, I'm tired of hearing about fake news. Believe you me, I can't do it like our president does it, fake news, fake, however he does it. But I'm tired of hearing about fake news. But you know what? You may be sitting here, you're tired of hearing about it, and you may be lost. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you're in that kind of condition, I got news for you. Satan is still going to whisper to you fake news for the rest of your life if you just let him do it. He'll whisper to you. He'll whisper in your ear. He'll keep on giving you the fake news till the day you die in hope of securing your soul for him. That is what he wants to do. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God has put this upon my heart. You may have been going to church all your life. I don't know you. I don't know. God is ultimately the one that knows every heart in this building here this morning. You may have been going to church. You may have been carried there as a baby. I don't know. That don't save you. Do you understand me? You have to accept Jesus Christ into your heart for yourself. You have to do that. I don't care. You're not going to get to heaven on your mommy and daddy's coattail. You're not going to get to heaven just because you go to church. Amen? I don't care if you belong to every church in Jackson County. If you are not saved, you are not going to heaven one of these days unless the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life. I worry about that sometimes because I believe there are people that have gone to church all their life, and just because they go to church, they feel that they are okay. You're not okay unless you are saved. You're not okay unless you know. And the devil will continue to let you come to church every week, let you sit in that pew, and continue to whisper to you, "Hey, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay," until he's got you and he takes you out of this life one of these days. And then it'll be too late if you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart. Because that's what he does. That's what Satan does. John 10:10, it says, it's talking about Satan. "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what he wants to do for your life. And if he can feed you fake news and get you to that point in your life, he will do that until the day that you die. John 8:44. "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and he is what? He is the father of it." Listen to me. If you're listening to the fake news that the devil's feeding you, I want you to understand something this morning. You're listening to a liar, the one that is the father of all lies. Amen? You're listening. They say people have a listening problem. I want to beg to differ with that a little bit this morning. I don't believe they have a listening problem. I believe they have a problem in whom they are listening to this morning. Is whom I believe that they're having the problem with. Because I believe they hear all manner of things. But you know what? I believe that they have a problem of whom they are listening to. And I'm not talking about Fox. I'm not talking about CNN. I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the SNN network. You know who the SNN network is? That's Satan's news network. That's what that is. And I'm going to tell you what, it's out here in this world. It's a vast network. And I'm also here to tell you, it abounds with fake news. You may hear that that network, the material world, is all that exists. That you may hear that. So life has a life. So you might as well live life to the fullest, get as much as you can get. You might as well do that. And that's what the world will try to, that's what they'll try to tell you. But let me give you some real truth from God's word this morning. Luke 12th chapter, 15th verse through the 21st. And he said unto him, take heed, beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He goes on to say, and he spake the parable saying, that the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Now he's not telling us that we can't have world, we can't have things out here, we can't have nice things. He's not telling us that. But if you are putting all your hope, all your trust in things of this world, material things of this world, God said you have missed the mark. You have missed it. And listen to me, that Satan will continue to whisper that to you. He will continue to feed that to you until the day, like I said, that you go out of this world. There's many ways to get to God. That's another piece of fake news out there. That's another piece that they try to pump. All religions are right. Many ways of salvation. Here's the truth. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And you guys know this scripture, John 14, 6. If you don't know it, you need to memorize this. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father, but what? By me. He didn't say anything other way, did he? He said, no man can come to the God except by me. Plain and simple. The devil wants to take fake news and hold. He wants to feed it out there that where everybody, all religions have a way. All religions are right. It's not the truth, folks. It's not the truth. I know I preach it a lot of times, but I want to drive it home and I want to continue to drive it home. There's only one way for you and I to have salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's not bragging on ourselves. That's the truth. That's the Word of God. I'll tell you another thing that they want to point out there. One thing that everything that depends on, and that is the Word of God is not truth. They want to say that the Bible is not truth. They want to say that, you know what, that all this stuff is not truth. But I'm here to tell you this morning, this Bible is the unadulterated truth of God. It is what we stand on. And if we do not stand on this morning, praise God, you know what, we have nothing else to stand on. Read it again. If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I got one other piece of scripture for you. Remember whenever the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness? You remember whenever they held the serpent up in the wilderness because they had disobeyed God, and they held that serpent up in the wilderness, and it said that they had to look upon that serpent to be saved. Well, Jesus said, just like I said, the scripture said, just like the serpent was lifted up into the wilderness, Jesus had to be lifted up that you and I can be saved. Why do you think God made those people look upon that serpent? They had to look upon something that they despised and that they disgusted, that they were disgusted at, because it had caused them so much pain and heartache. Jesus Christ, you know what? He causes a lot of people to be disgusted at him sometimes, right? And you know what? We're going to have to go to him through him to make the way. Amen? That's what it is. They come and get a song. I'm done this morning.